Today is Thursday, the 23rd of January, in the second week of Ordinary Time.
Exaltai o Senhor, nosso Deus. Prostrai-vos ante o seu monte santo.
Giuliano Ravanello sings, Santo è o Signor nostro Deus. Holy is the Lord our God.
E também Samuel invocava seu nome. E ele mesmo, Senhor, os ouvia. A coluna de nuvem falava com eles e guardavam a lei e os preceitos divinos que o Senhor nosso Deus tinha dado. Respondeis a ele, Senhor nosso Deus, porque eres um Deus paciente com eles, mas sabieis ser justo com eles. Exaltai o Senhor nosso Deus e prostrai-vos perante seu monte. Glória ao Pai, ao Filho e ao Espírito Santo. Era no princípio, agora e sempre.
Today's reading is from the letter to the Hebrews.
Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who approach God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, blameless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he has no need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins, and then for those of the people. This he did once for all, when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests those who are subject to weakness, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. Now the main point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in the heavens, a minister in the sanctuary and the true tent that the Lord, and not any mortal, has set up.
This reading describes Jesus as a priest, as one who intercedes between God and human beings, and one who offers sacrifice for sins. How do you feel about this way of describing Jesus? What might your reactions tell you about your attitude to priesthood and your attitude to Jesus himself? The reading also places Jesus at the center of our lives, as a kind of pivotal point, the way we find God the Father, with the help of the Holy Spirit. Is that how you see Jesus? Is that the place you want him to have in your life? Jesus' death and resurrection, his once-for-all offering on Calvary, once for all times, once for all peoples, is the single most important event in human history. Perhaps you can reflect on what this means to you as you hear the reading again.
Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who approach God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, blameless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he has no need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins, and then for those of the people. This he did once for all, when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests those who are subject to weakness, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. Now the main point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in the heavens, a minister in the sanctuary and the true tent that the Lord, and not any mortal, has set up.
Remember the author's main point. Jesus is at God's right hand, always there, ready to save and to intercede for those who approach God through him. So why not pray now, confidently, to Jesus for your deepest needs? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.